This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima on Saturday. Zelensky met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni earlier in the day and scheduled to meet with other G7 leaders as he continues his call for support against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sunak and other G7 leaders on Friday agreed to tighten sanctions against Moscow. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, according to two people familiar with the matter. That was learned as he huddled with allies at the Group of Seven summit on how to bolster support for Kyiv against Russia's invasion. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies warned China and North Korea against building up their nuclear arsenals, pivoting to major Northeast Asian crises. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The focus on Asia at the Group of Seven summit comes as leaders tighten sanctions meant to punish Moscow and change the course of its invasion of Ukraine. Japan said Zelensky's decision to attend the G7 in person stemmed from a strong wish to participate in talks that will influence his nation's defense against Russia. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said President Joe Biden and Zelensky would have direct engagement at the summit a day after Biden announced his support for training Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Airstrikes hit outer areas of the Sudanese capital Khartoum overnight and on Saturday morning as fighting that has trapped civilians in a humanitarian crisis and displaced more than 1 million entered its sixth week. This is VOA News. There have been more executions in connection with government protests in Iran. The AP's Ann Dwyer reports.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protests, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meetings set. Mr. Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told reporters on Saturday that this has been discussed at the G7.
You know, countries want to have a sense of how these negotiations are going to play out, and the president has expressed confidence that he believes that we can drive to an outcome where we do avoid default.
June 1st is the deadline for reaching a deal or risking a historic default on its upcoming debt payments. Friends, family members, and civil rights leaders gathered at a Harlem church on Friday to mourn Jordan Neely, whose chokehold death on the New York City subway set off a debate about vigilantism, homelessness, and public safety. Speaking at the funeral of former Michael Jackson impersonator Neely, the Reverend Al Sharpton said Neely's actions were because of desperation.
Jordan was not annoying someone on the train. Jordan was screaming for help.
Neely died May 1st when a fellow subway rider pinned him to the floor of a subway car in a chokehold that lasted several minutes and was recorded on cell phone video. Spain's military emergencies unit, the UME, continues to battle an out-of-control forest fire in the western Extremadura region overnight into Saturday. Members of the UME worked to create firewalls and refresh the area in the early hours in an effort to contain a wildfire that is spread over 8,000 hectares near the border with Portugal. Authorities hope the slightly better weather conditions could help emergency units control the wildfire soon. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake caused a small tsunami to wash ashore on South Pacific Islands Friday. No damage has been reported and the threat passed in a few hours. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.